I remember there used to be a lady that went to this church who worked at a casino. And she told us how people would come there and they'd be all excited and they'd be gambling. And boy, they'd be having a good old time. But she said you'd always watch them and you'd kind of become friends with them because she was dealing blackjack. And she said you'd kind of, and I talked to another person that did the same thing and they told me the same story. She said you'd kind of become friends with them. The regular customers that would come in, because they would tip you and you'd deal blackjack for them and you'd become their friend and and they'd ask about your family and you'd ask about them and it was a buddy. But she said it was really sad because every single one of them, you'd start out, you're their buddy, everything's great, but she said you'd watch them start to deteriorate, you know, as they got addicted to gambling. And she said they all did. And they started to lose everything that they had. They'd start to lose their house, lose their car. And they'd start coming in just with a really bad attitude. They didn't even really want to be there, but they're just addicted to it. They couldn't stop. And they'd come in and just gamble, and they'd begin to, sometimes people that had been so friendly to her a couple months before would begin to scream at her and accuse her of cheating and of stacking the deck and yell at her and flip out at her, and they'd have to drag these people out sometimes. And she said people would go from being a fun, rah-rah. They'd come in, they're well-dressed and drinking and eating and have a good time. And then a few months down the road or a few years down the road, they'd come in with bags under their eyes. They'd come in with yellow eyes and redness of eyes. They'd come in and just be a wreck of a person and miserable until it destroyed their life. Why? Because they could not cease from sin, because sin had bound them. Because whosoever committed sin becomes the servant of sin. And so gambling is one of the most addictive things out there. Once you start doing it, it's something that sucks you in. And that's why the building is so fancy down at the casino, because they're making money hand over fist, because people are just giving their fortunes to them. I mean, look, have you ever seen these slot machines? You know, I just went through the airport in Las Vegas, and I didn't know this. I just kind of learned this. But I walked by the slot machines, and I noticed as people put the money in the slot machine, the jackpot number started going up. And so what's going on is that as people put money in, they're keeping a percentage of it right away. They're just taking it. And then a certain percentage of that becomes the jackpot. So they are making money for sure. They can't lose. I mean, they cannot lose, okay? Because they're taking they take their profit just right off the top. And I noticed that, and it was interesting to me. I knew that the odds are always in their favor. But they actually cannot lose with those slots because they're just keeping the money. And so it's ridiculous to think you're going to go down there and become rich as some kind of a gambler. But see, everything with the devil is that stupid.